And there goes the full-time whistle for it. Serene are promoted into League One as all the players have managed to storm onto the pitch. I've had a word with someone very special. I won't be breaking any copyright by telling you this. Yes. Derby, Sunderland, Ipswich, you're going to be eating hummus at the new lawn next season because Forest Green are in League One.
Welcome to the Heavens Devils podcast, a Forest Green Rovers podcast by two Americans who don't know what they're talking about. My name is Nathan.
This is Sean. Heavens Devils podcast. From Port Vale to Portsmouth, it's been your support that's lifted this team, baby. Let's go.
Let's go. Hey, shimmy with the the porteration there.
Exactly.
I love
you know, I know we play, I don't want to be pompous, but we played well against Pompey. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling good.
God, shimmy. I'm feeling good, too. Oh, we're going to talk about it in just a minute. But first, we got to talk about our presenting partner, Settlement 84. Shout out to Settlement 84. Awesome clothes. Settlement 84, an eco-conscious, animal welfare-conscious brand. That does great things for the environment and for animal welfare with every purchase that you make. Shimmy, I've been talking about my hoodie forever. It is fire. But they got
the t-shirts
stuff
are fire.
I've been looking at like
it's spooky season.
Spooky boy. Spooky boy. It's spooky season. It's spooky boy. I love the spooky boy shirt, Shimmy. I might have to order that. That's fire. It's spooky season. And then they also got the I love the friend not food.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cow tea.
It's good,
that one is fire.
So, all, for, you know, for all the Hindus out there, it's Diwali season as well. So if you want to rock your friend, not food, it's apropos. It's perfect.
Dude, I might actually get the friend, not food one. This one's awesome. It also shows, like, the cow murder. Oh, it's awesome. Anyway.
Yeah, to be clear, it doesn't show a cow being murdered, but it just makes very clear the impact we're having on our friends. Who give us so much. But yes. What I love about it, too, is that they're rocking the burnt sienna of Texas. Like, University of Texas, they have the hook 'em horns. But here, the horns hook you.
And they got some fire Heavs Devs gear. Everything that you buy from the Heavs Devs shop will go to charity. All the profits will go to charity.
And shout out to their... and also shout out to their work in Cuba. Some of the proceeds going to help those suffering after Hurricane Ian. So.
Oh, all right, Shimmy, let's get into this pod. Oh, well, I should say settlement84.com. Check them out. Awesome threads. I'm going to buy some stuff, actually. Anyway, let's get into the pod here. Shimmy, first up, Portsmouth, baby. Actually, before we get to Portsmouth, I guess I should say our guest. So we were supposed to have Armani Little on this pod. Unfortunately, he is moving house, I think, as they say in the UK.
Those are the two excuses they give in the UK. You're either in hospital or moving house.
So he is moving house.
Fashion houses, though, right? Houses. So he's going to have a different person.
Fashion house.
It's going to be Prada Little from now on.
Let's go from Armani Little to Prada Little. He's switching fashion houses, Shimmy. Fire jokes. Anyway, so we're going to have Armani on next week. So this week we are joined with Lori Martin and Statman. Chris Latham is finally back with us. Awesome chat with
the
both.
Gods.
Statman gives us an incredible stat that's going to give you all a lot of optimism. And Lori is also going to pump up our spirits with what he saw in the match on Saturday against Portsmouth and just how he's feeling in general about the club. But before we get to all that, a couple housekeeping items. First, FA Cup match, South Shields two Saturdays from now. Next Saturday is Barnsley away. Saturday after that, we got South Shields, a crazy journey at noon UK time, 7 a.m. our time. So South Shields away. It's going to be a fun one. I love it. Timing sucks, but I love playing these, like, you know, these really cool small teams that have, like, great local support. I've been following South Shields. They also have great kits, Shimmy. We got to get a South Shields person on and do a fashion police because their kits are not non-league kits. Those are legit, like, championship level.
I guess, you know, they're from a part of England where soccer is life, right? With Newcastle and Sunderland so close, so.
True.
They've upped their game, man. You can't be non-league and come weak with that. So.
No, they have a fire kit. Their women's team is awesome too. Their women's team, I believe, just beat Leeds United. Oh no, never mind. Leeds United beat them. Never mind. But anyway, whatever. They got fire kits. I can't wait for the South Shields FA Cup game. Hopefully it won't end in disappointment like our last FA Cup game against a small team, St. Albans, did. But anyway, whatever. The magic of the cup. I can't wait. And then speaking of FA Cups, FGR women, shimmy. Great little – today was their match, the FA Cup match against Bournemouth at Bournemouth. We talk.
Bournemouth. No, like, yeah, Bournemouth is the new Cheltenham.
The new Cheltenham. You're right. I don't know how to pronounce it.
I think it's Bournemouth.
So,
Bournemouth.
Anyway, against the Cherries, we go cherry picking south. Chris Latham talks to us a little bit about it, but we have some good news, Shimmy. Some great news. Just breaking. Because we're recording this right at the game should have ended by now. It didn't because there was a thunderstorm. We were losing 5-1. However, here's the great news. Match abandoned.
Hey.
Well, actually, I don't know if that's great news. Does that
we
mean
lost.
That we replay it? Or does that mean that we just lost? I think it means we replay it, right?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
It was 81 minutes. So we went 81 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, it should be probably a loss. But well, I think it's going to be replayed. I don't know. Does that mean? Well, someone tells. But
hey, you know, it's to be expected.
We're going to assume that it's replayed. So we're going to assume that.
You get another crack at the cherry, as they say, right? Is that what they say?
Another crack at the cherry. And we'll be ready this time. They got all their goals out of the way in this game that was meaningless. We're going to get the goals next
bite
time.
At the cherry.
Let's go. So shout out to the FGR women. We're going to have Lucy, Holly Hughes, Ninka Rucker on the pod hopefully soon to chat about the women's team. They're doing amazing stuff in the league. They are currently third in the table, but they're tied on points with first and second. First place, Bristol Rovers, by the way, who we beat. These women are soaring. It's incredible what they're doing. So shout out to the women's team. We're going to have some players on soon. So Shimmy, let's get to our guest. Before we get to our guest, we are going to talk all about Portsmouth with Laurie and a little bit with Statman. Just any quick thoughts from you, though, Shimmy?
You know, I think we just got to give it up to our guests. I think they give all of us reason to be hopeful for the season and for the future. You know, we generally, because we're dumb Americans, we never think a loss is good. Like, what? They lost. You're happy. You should be upset. And sure, fair enough. There are people out there that are upset. And, you know, I still think there's a fair bit of personal out sentiment from time to time that flares up right after results, you know, are kind of finalized. But they just let us know we are starting to get depth. We're starting to get some consistency. So even though the results haven't been there, there's still a lot to really give us optimism because I think we're starting to play as a coherent team. And that was something that even though we were kind of eking out some interesting results at the beginning of the season and, you know, maybe not so great ones like against Burton Albion, but Big Time Tommy likes to call them. I think we are heading in the right direction, and there's going to be plenty of opportunities. But that's, you know, I just feel heartened by having talked to Statman and Lori. The data dump truck, the Statman. My head is full of figures, and I'm feeling good.
Yeah, same, man. I mean, we're always positive because we're dumb Americans. So we try, I don't know. We're ignorant, and ignorance is bliss.
It is.
But, But yeah, I felt very encouraged after that game, and really a lot of the starting with the Bolton Wanderers game, Port Vale, the Exeter City Cup game, Pizza Cup game, and then this game. Like I feel like we're on the up. Of course, Fleetwood Town on Tuesday. Whatever happens there will have a big impact on our standing at the table because they're a team that we got to earn some points from.
Yeah.
But I do think the performance on Saturday was really good. I think we played hard. We were competitive. We looked like we belonged. It was a fun game to watch, too. Even though only one goal scored, it was a lot of fun to watch. We created good chances. We got into great positions. We just didn't have that little
cutting edge at the end, right? End product.
Yeah, then the second half, we just didn't have exactly the cutting edge. We didn't have that little quality. We're off, you know. First half, it felt like we got into good positions and we just held onto the ball a little bit too long. Second half, we were way more direct, which was great. We were way more aggressive, which is great. But we just lacked that bit of quality, missing the net by inches here and there. But very encouraging stuff.
Yeah, and that's from our chat with Ian Birchnell. That's just what he wanted, right? For our chat with Ian Birchnell. I think he wanted to play, and we saw the lads out there playing. And so if you play, you're competitive, you give your all, it's tough not to support them, you know, and build that momentum, even if the results haven't totally come yet. They will come if we keep that up. And yeah, man, let's get to it.
100%. Yeah, and this is, well, one more thing, but just echoing what you said, this is a performance I think our players should be proud of, and our fans should be proud of them for, because they gave it their all, and we came up just short, but just an incredible, incredible performance, in my humble opinion, against a very good Portsmouth team. I know they haven't been great in the last five games. I think this was their first win in the last five, but
they're going
to
be up there.
They are a team that you expect, to be up there at the end of the season, so... No shame in a very narrow 1-0 loss, in my opinion. Anyway, let's get to first Lori Martin, then we'll go to Statman, and then we'll close out. I think we'll have somewhat of a shorter episode this week because we were planning for our man Armani to come on, but we will have him next week. So let's get to Lori. Here we go, Lori Martin. We are back with our man Lori Martin, the dump truck of data. Welcome back, Lori. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm doing all well. How are you?
Wonderful, man. Wonderful. How was it yesterday? We'll talk about the match in a minute, but just like the vibes, we were back in the South Stand. What was the feeling like in the stadium yesterday?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it yesterday. Actually, I had a sort of funny feeling going into the week that we might get something, and I really enjoyed it. It was my first league match in the South Stand. I went to the Leyton Orient Cup game in the South Stand this season, but obviously that was very relaxed, you know, mid-season, well, early season cup game, no atmosphere, whereas yesterday was really good. And yeah, I think everyone, when the players walked off, everyone was proud. I was really proud of the performance. I thought every one of them put in a shift, really hard to beat. I think deserved something, absolutely deserved something in that second half. I thought the players were magnificent. When they walked off, I was really proud of them, to be honest. And it's just a shame they couldn't nick anything, because it was a performance that deserved it. I think Portsmouth, well, obviously a very good team, definitely got away with one yesterday. So, yeah, encouraging display.
Yeah, just a quick recap. Sean Raggett, I don't know if that's how you pronounce his name. Raggett, set Pompey on the way to a first win in five games by scoring his first goal of the season in the 17th minute. Winger Owen Dale sent over a corner from the left, and Raggett jumped unmarked 8 yards out to plant the header right into the corner of the net. We had some chances after that. We put ourselves in great positions, but we lacked that final bit of composure and quality to find an equalizer, and we lost 1-0, moved to 22nd the table. A very positive Ian Birchnell, though, after this match. Based on how you started, it seems like you might share that positivity, Laurie.
Yeah, I think so. I think the first half was a bit weird, because Forest Green was so much better in the second. But I think a feeling from myself and a lot of people around me was that we just need to up it a bit in the second half. We can definitely get something, because Portsmouth weren't anything particularly special. You know, they weren't free flowing, playing, you know, cutting us open at all. It really felt like just up it a little bit in the second half and can get something. And Forest Green came out with a really good intensity in the second half, I thought. And, you know, I thought there were some great performers. I thought Corey was fantastic on the right. Boys make such a difference on the left.
Oh, absolutely.
Pert Harris had a fantastic game and gave it such a good go in the second half. And I think with sort of 20 minutes to go, really fancied us, but Portsmouth had a period in about the 70th minute where they kept the ball for like 5 minutes, which killed it a little bit. But there were still, you're right, there were still chances. You know, Jammers won, Marchi at the end, Armani's. So yeah, I think there was a lot of, you know, good signs. And as everyone has been saying, if you play like that fairly consistently, then definitely going to pick up results.
Yes, 100% agree. And we were so close on those chances you mentioned. I think it was, I did want to mention the one shot. I think it was Armani. Was it Armani, the shot that went like to the corner? I think it was the first half. Maybe it was, he was shooting at the north end and he took just a wild shot that like came nowhere near the goal. Anyway, it was a funny shot, but you're right. In the second half, we had some great chances, and to hold them to one goal, I know that it was kind of a soft goal. We can talk about the goal in a minute, but JMT was out, and we had two 19-year-olds starting at the back. And I think considering that, man, that's pretty impressive. Right. McGee made some great saves. There are some people who might question maybe his control over the box on the goal, but I think he had some wonderful saves that kept us in it. And two 19-year-olds at the back is very impressive to hold a team like Portsmouth to just one goal. And like you said, this is a performance we can be proud of. We worked hard. We competed. We created chances. We got into great, you know, positions. We just kind of lacked, you know, that little bit of composure at the end, a little bit of quality at the end. But like you said, if we play like this against the bottom half of the table, we will be all right. And luckily for us, we are going to play against the bottom of the table a lot coming up, because most of our games, I think of our final eight games in the last 23, I think all but one or two are against bottom half table teams. So we have a lot of opportunity coming up. Just some questions from the fans kind of around personnel decisions. Armani starting up front instead of one of our strikers. Hendry and Boys coming off. Why do you think some of these tactical decisions were made, Laurie?
I don't know. I think the encouraging thing is the options you've got off the bench now. I mean, you look at that bench yesterday, you're 1-0 down in a game. You can't complain about having Jamil Matt, Josh March and Brian Fabima all on the bench. Obviously, all three came on in the end, finished the game. But, I mean, that's a million miles away from where Forest Green were a month ago when you looked at the bench and there weren't many attacking options at all. And now you've got players who will start games at some point, you know. And yeah, they're now available to come on. So yeah, whether two strikers will be something that's done against Fleetwood or going forward, I don't know. But yeah, I think that's something that's really encouraging to be fair, because you've got options now, which has definitely been lacking. There's opportunities probably to rotate in future games between those three or four players.
Yeah, and so you mentioned we now have a better balance on the left wing now with Harry Boys. Corey O'Keefe has been really good for us all season. Now we've got Harry Boys finally back. Talk about the impact of him today. Or actually, I should say yesterday, against Portsmouth.
Yeah, I think against Port Vale as well, just sort of without him, I don't know, without him not even doing anything, you're sort of just like, he's there. It's nice to know that he's there and available. And it's an old cliche, but yeah, it's like a new signing, isn't it? Because he's not played all season. He came in as Nicky Cannon's replacement, number one choice. And we haven't seen him till now. And yeah, I think it just makes a lot of difference. Had a lot of luck down that left-hand side yesterday as well. I'm not sure. I assume it was a tactical thing, but Armani and Miles would come over quite a lot to that left side to sort of overload it. And Forest Green got quite a lot of luck down there. Boys, yeah, he's a very neat and tidy technical player. You know, put a lot of crosses into the box. Came and did the post-match interview after as well. I was just sort of hanging around. I wasn't listening in, but really, really nice lad.
With a
really
giant horn to your ear. We saw you.
really nice lad. He did his interview with Billy, and then somebody called Jeff, who does sort of like the national sort of match reports for Forest Green sometimes. He was chatting to Jeff for probably 10 minutes, you know. He's sort of really generous with his time. I thought, you know, a young lad learning the game. I guess when you lose 1-0, you probably just want to get off home, don't you, sometimes? But I thought he was really generous at the time and came across as a really good bloke. And obviously, I thought he's making a big difference to the team as well, yeah.
Yeah, it's so great to finally have that balance back. We know Ian likes to play on the wings, just like Rob did. And it's great that he finally has that weapon on the left to cross some balls in. And hopefully we can get some guys on the end of those crosses and score some goals. So a lot of clubs in this league have been developing their teams, you know, over the last several years. So they've got a wonderful nucleus there. They've got a wonderful team there that they've been building. And even teams that came up with us, like Exeter, like Port Vale, they kept most of their squad. They kept the heart of the team together. For us, though, you know, we lost so many guys. We brought in so many new people, including a manager. We always knew the beginning of the year was going to be very difficult because we just have so many new faces who don't know how each other play together. But I wonder now, Laurie, if you kind of see this group of new faces starting to finally become a team.
Yeah, I definitely think so. And I think players returning from injuries helps with that massively as well. Because, you know, you think about when the injuries were bad, mostly through last month, wasn't it? Like, it's yeah, it now feels like a team because you've got players coming back like Harry Boys, whilst I'm sure you know he's been in and around it. To us, you didn't feel like part of the group because we'd like never seen him. And you're right, it was a true, like, it had to be the summer with the business. It had to be that way. Forest Green were always going to lose the players they did and mm-hmm. lost big characters and stuff like that. It was always going to be that way. It was never going to be easy. But yeah, I think you're right. Like, starting to see improved performances now, definitely. And hopefully, touch wood, stay clear of injuries for a bit. I know Reece and David Davis missed out the other day, but if you stay clear of injuries, there should be a bit of consistency within the starting 11 as well, which should really help. I mean, just having O'Keefe and Boys playing every game at wing back will make a huge difference. Just little things like that. So yeah, I think you're definitely right. Signs that it's becoming more of a team because more players are available and they're becoming used to playing with each other, I think.
Yes. And more reasons for optimism. As we already said, we've played the top eight teams in the table. With our remaining eight games, we play mostly bottom half. I think the average table ranking of the teams we play left are 16th. So plenty of time and opportunity to get out of this hole that we're in. We go to Fleetwood Town Tuesday night, and then we are home on Saturday against Nicky Cat and Jack Aitchison and another Gloss man, Michael Duff.
I was going to say, I wish we were at home. I wish we were at home, Nathan.
Oh, shoot, we're away? Oops. We're away. You're right, we are away. Right. I misread
It'll
that.
Feel like home with all those players there. It feel like.
Exactly, that's what I was saying. It will feel like we're in Gloucester with Michael Duff, Nicky Cat, and Jack Aitchison. It's like we're in Gloucestershire. Anyway, all right, we go. We've got back-to-back away games. Okay, Fleetwood Town and Barnsley. What do you expect out of these two games, Laurie?
To be very tired at the end of the week, I think. Just on a selfish note, my first three games working for Forest Green are Fleetwood away Tuesday night, Barnsley away, and South Shields away. I mean,
yes.
Yeah, oh my God.
That's
some serious miles. I think it's nearly 1,500 miles. It's like three of the longest away trips we can have.
Yes.
So yeah, that's going to be a fun one. But yeah, I mean, it's just building on from Portsmouth, really. And I guess include the last three games in that, the Port Vale draw and the Papa John's win over Exeter, because, you know, the performance levels within that, I didn't go to the Papa John's game, but, you know, it's been fairly consistent. And it's just about carrying that on into the next two, you know, two difficult games. Fleetwood have done pretty well. Barnsley, you know, brilliant manager. A lot of RX players in there. You mentioned Kitchen and Cadden, and they've got Brad Collins, of course, mentioned Aitchison and Cadden. Obviously, Liam Kitchen, James Norwood as well.
Yeah, I forgot about how do I forget about Liam Kitchen? You're right. Yes. And James Norwood. Look at all these XFGR guys.
It really is a reunion, isn't it, on Saturday? So, yeah, two tough away games. A lot of travelling, a lot of miles into the players' legs. But, yeah, it's just about carrying on from the last sort of three or four games where I think, you know, the performances have been fairly consistent.
Yeah, absolutely. The depth and the consistency, that's what we have to hang our hat on, right, and be optimistic about going forward.
One point, 3 points out of these next two games. What will we be happy with?
Oof. It's difficult to know what you'd be happy with, but
sure.
I feel like this is analysis, Laurie, and then there's like FGR supporter Laurie. It's like, yes, what, 9 out of 9, but you're torn.
I think we'd all take a nice unbeaten week on the road, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
Hey,
yes, there we go. Love that.
And then the FA Cup match, brutal. 12 a.m. or 12 p.m. noon start for you guys, right? Which is, well, 7 a.m. here, but we don't have to travel. You guys have to travel. How far away is that? It's in like Sunderland area?
Yeah, it's just sort of east of Newcastle, I think. So
wow,
it is as long as you could go of any team we could have faced. I think that is the longest. You know, I've done Carlisle on a Tuesday night before, but yeah, so I think South Shields Saturday lunchtime. Coach is leaving at 4 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah,
wow,
so nice to schedule us of the FA to schedule us for noon. But anyway, well, I'm excited for that one. They seem to have pretty good support too. I've been checking them out on Twitter, and they seem to have really good support for such a small club. So that's going to be a fun one. But anyway, Lori, we will get out of here in a second. But first, Lori, you start tomorrow at Forest Green. You are back. You're back home. It's coming
exciting
home.
Times.
Lori's coming home. just quickly tell us a little bit about your new role at Forest Green.
Yeah, so I'm going to be digital executive is the title. So, yeah, I'm obviously really thankful for James Mooney and Henry and sort of their roles in it. And yeah, essentially what the role is it's the social media channels. So Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I want to have a good play around with TikTok as well. I'm quite keen to do that.
Hey, all right. Getting the choreography together. Is that what we're here?
I think there's good creative freedom to be had with TikTok.
Yeah.
I think there's quite a big Forest Green following in there. So we'll have a play around with that. And then, basically the club website as well. So obviously the articles going on there and interviewing Ian and the players post-match is basically the role. So in terms of those responsibilities, it's more like Connor's in terms of what he was doing in terms of, you know, he focused on the socials and sort of the written stuff more. Obviously Noah was more video. I've got to give a big shout out on there to James Williams, who's sort of been running it in the last few weeks since Connor and Noah left. He's done a fantastic job. Obviously, he's still in his final year at uni.
Wow.
Been running it all by himself, obviously with guidance from people above, but he's been fantastic. And obviously, I still be working very closely with him. We're going up to Fleetwood together to cover it on Tuesday night. So, yeah, that's it in a nutshell.
Oh, so happy to have you back at Forest Green, man, and so well-deserved. So this is awesome, awesome stuff.
Forget the metaverse. It's going to be the Lori-verse from now on.
That's right.
All things FGR. Right. All Lori all the time. I love it.
That's right. Well, man, Lori, thank you so much, as always, for joining us, man. Follow Lori, if you don't already, at LoriMartin263 or at FGR_official or whatever. No, FGR, whatever. Because he's running an FGR account now, so any complaints, they go to Lori.
Yeah.
Lori, man.
Team news a minute late. Come to me.
Yes. Oh, I love it. Thank you so much, Lori.
And all the best, man.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
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 The dump truck of data, Lori Martin, FGR's newest employee, Lori Martin.
Yeah, congrats to Lori, man. Couldn't have picked a better individual to run social, to run the interviews.
Yeah.
Green through and through, you know.
And shout out to James, too, who he said who's been holding it down all by himself.
A university student.
Yeah, a university student. A Herculean task. So shout out to James and shout out to Lori, man. Always appreciate you coming on, Lori, and dropping your insight because we don't have it. We don't have the insight. So we appreciate you bringing the insight to the pod.
And what about Statman, too, man? Haven't heard that theme. It's been too long since I've heard the theme song. So I'm glad. I'm glad it's back.
So with that, let's go to Statman.
I'm a Statman.
Statman, we are back. Way too long. It's been way too long, but we are back with our old friend, Statman Chris Latham. Chris Latham, welcome back to the pod. We've missed you, my friend.
Great to see you, Chris.
Good to see you. It's been a long time.
Man.
We said we need the stat man, stat man.
Yes.
So you're here.
Yes.
Send it out. You're here. It's awesome.
Oh man, stat man. Yeah, we got to get it was purely on our producers, the people who booked the show for us. We got to get on them. We got to fire somebody.
Yeah.
Heads need to roll because you should have been on this pod a long time ago, stat man. I don't know what happened, but we are so happy you're back with us now. Stat man is back. So how are we feeling, stat man?
Personally or football wise? Personally, I'm good. I'm good. Football wise, yeah. You know where we are.
You know where we are. So, yeah, actually, let's talk football really quick and then we'll get into your stat. And then I want to talk the Women's FA Cup. So just quick thoughts on, I don't know, the game against Portsmouth or just where we are currently in the season. Sham and I think tend to be a little bit more on the optimistic side. I know there's a lot of people who are kind of on the exact opposite of that spectrum. Yeah. Red ignorant
of the past.
That's true. Yeah. Where do you see yourself, Chris?
I don't know, I'm probably optimistic because I've got to be. Otherwise, like, I'll just go nuts. But I feel like we're generally improving week on week almost. Harry Poise is back, which is huge. If you look at O'Keefe, O'Keefe's got like 4 assists. He's like right up there with assists. If we can level that up on the left side with Poise, Poise has already got 1, of course. Hopefully we can play with a bit more width like we did last year. So add a couple of other things and maybe we'll start to improve. I think I just bank on the fact that through my experience of being in sport, whether it's like participating or coaching, is that a small bit of improvement can make a big difference to that outcome. So if we can just improve a little bit with the players coming back, with the experience they're getting as well, maybe, just maybe, we'll just start to sort of get a few more points. Because recently you think we should have beat Burton, we should have beat Port Vale, and it's better to feel like we should have beat them than we lost to those teams comfortably. I'd say, I don't know, I'm trying to stay hopeful. We've got to be positive, right? We know it's going to be difficult, we know it's going to be hard.
Yeah.
That's where we are.
We did beat a bunch of Exeter 12-year-olds, though.
Yeah, we smoked them in the...
That's hopeful.
we're playing for the Papa John's here.
But you, in context, though, Exeter's academy is probably one of the best in this league, isn't it?
There you go. Right,
that's true.
Again, we take the positives from it, and it's like I think at this part of the season, like you said, Chris, it's like those little improvements and the confidence that it builds is so key.
I like that spin on it too. It's better to, I forget exactly how you phrased it, but better to should have won and lost or drawn than not deserve to. And you're right, Burton. I mean, we should have won that game. That would
Nathan,
be,
when you run for president, that should be your conciliation speech, or you know, or consul. No, when you say when you lose, better to have should have not won.
But no, I think you're. In my humble opinion, too, we are. My ignorant opinion, we are on. Things are turning around. Players are getting healthy, like you said. We have boys back on the left. We know that Ian likes to play with the wings a lot. And it's been tough without boys. So now we have boys back. We have O'Keefe. We're starting to get players healthy. Jam is coming back. Like you said, Burton, we should have won. Bolton, we did win. Amazing win. Peterborough, throw that one out. We're not going to win.
Peterborough, if you look at their home record, they've been winning 3-0, 2-0, like 4. Right. They score a lot of goals at home, often without conceding. I thought we did well for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, agree. Right. And Port Vale, again, we should have won at Port Vale, but okay, a draw and, you know, 4 points out of those 3 games, you know, you'll take that. And then Portsmouth, we talked about with Laurie Martin a little earlier, but I thought we played really well against Portsmouth despite the result. We were talking to Armani a little earlier. He was supposed to be our guest on the pod today, but he had to postpone. But anyway, he felt like a draw was a fair result. I think that's fair. I think, and Portsmouth is going to be promoted, well, or in the promotion battle at least. So, I thought the performance was good. Anyway, let's move on to the stat man. Are you ready?
Okay, yeah, I'm good.
All right, are you ready, Sham?
Always. I was ready for that data dump.
Data dump. All right, here we go. So, new little twist on stat man. We are going to play stupid ideas. People are probably going to hate it. You're probably going to hate it. But I don't know why. Before we got on, I was...
You know, I'm going to go on record. I already hate it, not knowing what it is. Go ahead.
I don't know why. Actually, this is way too long of a story to get into why I came up with this dumb idea. Let's just do it. Here we go. So what we're going to do is you're going to give us the stat while a song is playing in the background. And whenever the lyrics of the song come on, we just have to stop with the stat, and we all sing them together, and then we go back to the stat. Make sense?
It does. You have not heard me sing.
All right, well, don't worry. This is an easy one. This is a very easy one. It's just going to be Tequila by The Champs. Do you know that song?
It's actually been popularized by Gooners as of late for William Saliba, the defender.
Oh, really? Oh, that's amazing. We need a player that rhymes with tequila on our team. All right, you'll hear it. It's very easy. There's one lyric. It's tequila. And it comes like maybe 3 times in the song. So this is a good song to start with, or a good song to use, because there's very, very few lyrics. So it's going to be heavy on the stat, very low on the singing.
Is this the song that everyone sings when I actually buy tequila? Like, as in, there's a bit of tequila.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's it. Tequila.
I know it well.
Yeah. All right. Let's go then. Let's get off that tequila, baby. All right. So when you're ready, give us the stat.
All right, I'm going to try and wear this out. Okay, I'm really distracted already by tequila and the thought of tequila. My stat was going to be a team with, since League One came into formation in like 2004, whenever it is, teams beginning with A, relegated, B, relegated, C, relegated, D, relegated, E, relegated, F, never, G, yes.
Let's go!
H, yes. Like, let's go.
How many letters is that? How many letters is that true for?
Up till I.
Okay.
That's amazing. We'll all take right. that stat.
That works
Let's
for us.
Go.
But that's his like. I accidentally found out from that as well. I just try to wait for the tequila to come up. Find out from that as well. Since that came into formation in 2004, of the Premier League teams.
Oh
at the
crap!
Moment,
we just missed the tequila. Hang on one sec. Rewind. Get ready.
Oh, I don't think we did. We miss it.
Yeah, we missed it. Okay. Get ready. Then we'll come back. Tequila. All right, back to the stat.
Sorry, I love tequila as well. So it's like, I feel like you personally selected this drink for me today.
Yeah. Great spirit for a great spirit.
Since I found out just by coincidence, since 2004, when League One is now came in, of the current Premier League teams, 20 teams, 8 of them have played in League One. So I think, why are we looking down? Let's look up. Premier League, here we come.
I'm going to stop tequila because it's distracting me too. Wait, say that stat again.
I'm completely lost now because of tequila as well. But
they made it to the Premier League.
Premier League teams were League One teams?
At some point.
So,
right?
Yeah, 8 of the current Premier League teams have played in League One in the last, like, since 2004, which is crazy.
Oh, that's amazing. Wait, let's try to guess them. So, Brentford?
That's got to be one, yeah.
Bournemouth, probably, right?
Bournemouth, yeah. Gotta be. There's two. Nottingham Forest.
I don't even know the answers, but I just know that eight.
Okay. All right, we're gonna assume yes.
Well, isn't it?
Brighton definitely were. Brighton, because what was his name? Ryan Griffin posted, aka Curtains, posted a really cool tweet the other day showing Brighton playing Brentford in League One in like a really crappy ground in Brighton. Mm. So there we go. Brighton, there's four.
Did Leeds ever drop down that far? I know they were down in the Championship for
Leeds
sure.
Leeds as well, yeah. So yeah, Leeds, right. Southampton.
They went some rough times.
There's six.
Yeah.
Leicester.
There's six.
Leicester, yeah.
Leicester, seven.
Yeah. I can't remember Wolves? When Man City came back up from that level. They dropped down to that level early noughties, I think. I can't remember when.
All right, it's got to be Man City. There's the eight. We'll just assume that's correct.
Yeah. Take his gospel, everyone.
Yes.
Oh, I love that, though. All right, two amazing stats. First stat, no team with an F has ever been relegated from League One, right? I got distracted by the tequila again. From League One. That's I love that stat. No team with an F. So that means Fleetwood Town. Fleetwood Town has never been relegated. I don't know any other F.
Not from League One, no.
Not from League One. Forest Green have never been relegated, period, too. There's another stat.
Since we've been in the EFL, right? Yes.
And then also, I like that. 8 teams.
Fulham?
On the Premier League.
Your boys, Fulham? Come on, Nathan.
I don't think Fulham ever made it that far down.
No. Yeah, all right.
I think they've always been Championship or Premier League, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, anyway, all right. Love that stat. All right. So, let's more reason to be optimistic. Let's move now to the women's team. So, right now, actually, they are about to play in Bournemouth against FC Bournemouth Women AFC. I think it's AFC, right? Whatever. They play in the FA Cup right now, a away game in Bournemouth. Tell us a little bit about this game, that man, because we know nothing about... we know nothing about Bournemouth.
Before you start, Chris, I just love how you pronounce it, like Plymouth. It sounds exactly like Plymouth, except with just random letters inserted instead of Plymouth. Bournemouth.
Yeah, I'm going to say really weird now, isn't it? Bournemouth. Yeah.
Bournemouth.
Bournemouth,
right? Bournemouth. Bournemouth, isn't it?
The cherries.
Bournemouth. Let's get down the case to Bournemouth.
Bournemouth. All right, Chris, go ahead. Drop some knowledge on us.
That's fine. So Bournemouth, good team. They're doing really well. They're third in the tier above where we are. Like the way the pyramid works is it's still branching out at that level. So there's a few teams. I can't remember how many come in. I think it's 48 come in from that level into the FA Cup in this round. So wow. Bournemouth, one of them. So they're good. They've got some really good players as well. They've got a few players who have played at the top level of women's football. So I think Helen Lizard, I'm terrible at pronouncing names.
Yeah, I believe it's Helen Bournemouth.
Helen Bournemouth, Blizzard, defender. She's got a lot of experience. She helped Bristol City reach Champions League for, played in two FA Cup finals, I think, one for the Robins and then again for Chelsea. So she played for Chelsea, good team, obviously. Molly Clark played alongside her Bristol City FA Cup finalist. Then they've got a few good players coming in as well. They've got a really young striker, Lucy Cooper, who wears number 9. She's prolific, is probably the way to describe it. So they're a good team, but then so are we. We've got a lot of experienced players. We've got Fenno, Louise Fenton, who's won FA Futsal national titles. So she's lifted silverware. She's going to know what it's all about. Hattie Jones, the midfielders, they're all good. We've got our own exciting young players as well. We've got Ninka, we've got Joey Boyd, we've got a good number. Plus, we've got the goal machine, Charlie Golans.
Yes, but interestingly, this just came out 2 minutes ago. The women just posted the starting 11. Charlie Golan's not in the starting lineup.
Oh, interesting.
Ooh.
Very interesting. We'll see what's happening there. Maybe a knock. Maybe, I don't know. We'll see what's happening there. But
what I would say, though, is that this season we've got a lot of depth. We've got a lot of... I think that is the biggest change this season is we've got a lot of talented players, and maybe it's just that Neil, the new manager, I think he's got options in terms of tactics and style and setup, and maybe with the team we're playing above, I don't know, or it could be a knock. Good player to bring off the bench, though, isn't it? We all love Charlie, so
It's like I think every week, like. He subs whenever Charlie scores like 2-3 goals and then he subs her out, and then like whoever comes on for her scores like 2-3 goals, and it's like you said, it's we have depth and we're soaring now. Let's keep up the momentum in the FA Cup. Chris, give us a prediction for this match that you're gonna look either brilliant or really silly in about a couple hours, because it'll be over then. And this pod will come out after your prediction.
I'm gonna go for the magic of the cup, the FA Cup, the giant killers, the slayers, 3-2 for a screen. Let's go.
Hey, let's go.
The magic of the cup. Who are the goal scorers?
Dom Bernard.
Dom Bernard.
Who knows? Let's go for Charlie off the bench will get one. Ellie Briscoe and Ninka Rucker, because Ninka's my favorite player. So she's got a score.
All right. Well, that's four goals. But all right, we'll take it.
Providing so much service. Including Dom's, but
Dom's,
yeah.
Dom's is an own goal.
Yeah, of course. Okay, there you go.
All right.
I love it. We're going cherry picking, baby. That's what's happening today.
We're going cherry picking. Let's go. All right. Well, our friend Chris Latham, a.k.a. Short Starboard. So great to talk to you again, man. We missed you. We got to make this a regular thing again.
Good to speak. It's too much tequila. There we go.
That's the danger. That's the danger of that section.
Step, man. Cheers, brother.
Thanks, Chris.
Statman! All right, Statman brought us some positivity. Should be no team whose name starts with the letter
F. Alphabetically, we're secure. We're good.
Alphabetically, we are secure. That's all I needed to hear, Shimmy.
Yeah.
I don't know how you could be down.
What is more foundational than the alphabet for understanding anything? So.
That's right.
Don't worry about it. Everything else is just trifling. We're good. That's right. We're good.
All right, Shimmy. Well, let's get out of here, Shimmy. Before we get out of here, let's make a quick prediction. We got Fleetwood Town. I believe they're called the Cods. Great name. Ooh. At home. No, away. Sorry. I keep getting my head away.
Yeah.
Fleetwood
Town. We're on an away tear now coming up, right?
That's right. We're on our away tear. We're on away. Okay, wait. So we got Fleetwood Town away. Currently, Shimmy, they are a team in the bottom half of the table, a team we should be able to compete with, hopefully. They're 16th. They've lost their last two games. They haven't won in four games. They have 16 points, which is just 4 points ahead of us, Shimmy. They do have a game in hand, though. Give me a prediction. Fleetwood Town.
Well, you know, I just want the momentum to keep going. The Cods. And so, yeah, you know, shout out to my wife and her family, Portuguese folks who love cod. So, because of that, I have a feeling we're going to FGR, even though, I mean, proverbially, we're going to have them for dinner. That's the prediction. It's going to be 2-0. Let's get a clean sheet for
2-0.
Luke McGee.
I think that's a fair... Yeah,
let's do it.
I think that's a reasonable, good prediction. It reminds me of the Port Vale. We had a huge 2-0 lead. Yeah, okay, I like that.
Yeah,
I think
we can do it. And I think we're going to learn from Port Vale and try to just, like, tighten it up a little bit and, you know, not do it. So I would like us to make a little bit of progress on the goal differential front, you know, against our fellow, fellow bottom halfers. But I think we can do it. You know, we're going to – it's going to be a long, you know – Fortnite, I think, between all of these matches in the FA Cup. Yeah, it's going to be tiring, but I just feel the confidence growing. I feel the cohesion there a little bit, and so I just got to back them, man, 2-0.
Love it. All right, I like that. I think I'll go 2-0 as well, Shimmy. I'll keep it with you. We're gonna go Wickman, Connor Wickman, aka Connor Wickham,
yeah,
with one goal.
Okay.
And Jamma is gonna get on the board. He is back.
Nice.
He's getting fit. He's gonna get on the board 2-0. He's gonna get right on the end of a beautiful, beautiful hairy boys.
Let's do it both ways, right? We'll do a hairy there boys cross, and then we'll do a Corey O'Keefe Skeletor.
Skeletor cross. Perfect.
Skeletor cross.
Spooky season after all. Perfect. And then we got Barnsley on Saturday away. Basically the FGR team of old.
Yeah, the reunion.
Kitchen.
The cookout.
Yeah, the reunion. Jack Aitchison, Nicky Cadden, Norwood, and then fellow Gloss, other Gloss guy, Michael Duff, who coached that other team in Gloucestershire. Big match. Shimmy, let's shock the world. 2-1. I'm going 2-1. What do you got? 4-3. 2-1.
Let's do it. I just think the Barnsley players are so, you know, in their reveries from their time at FGR. Because what a club. What a club that recruits great humans. I know people got to move on there for their careers. But they're just going to be in their nostalgia zone. That's going to be the mood. And so we're going to take advantage of that. So I'm with you. Let's get it to 2-1.
I love it. All right, Shimmy. Let's get out of here. Up the Vegan Rovers.
Up the Vegan Rovers. We are FGR. And you know we gotta
raise hell. Praise Dale, man.
Praise Dale. Dale, yeah, bro. See you all next time. Thank you for listening.
Those are the guns going off. Sorry.
We're
American. Yeah, it had to.
Take us home, Big Time Tommy.
How you doing, Forest Green Rovers? It's Big Time Tommy. You guys have
not sucked
lately, but not this time. You guys are going out there, and you are playing
Fleetwood Town and Barnsley.
And you guys are going to win. Captain America, Ben Stevenson, High Octane, MPH, Vegan Hendry, Armani Little, JMT, he's dynamite, and Light the Wick, Connor Wickman, Golden Boot, Dom Bernard Skeletor, and do not forget, Corey O'Keefe, Cool Hand Luke McGee. You guys are going to go out there and play like a team. Forget about all your other losses.
Don't forget.
Last game, you're concentrating on this game. When you play, you're
going
to play like a brand new team. Pass the ball, set up, defense, offense, and your goalie, I don't know who it is, but you better play like you've never played before. I want high-scoring game, great defense, and everybody to play this week's game like no other game. A big win. You guys need to beat
Fleetwood Town and Barnsley.
And just remember one thing. FGR for life. Just like OS for life. Take it easy. Win the game. Win, win, win. Let's go, guys.